Dupree, nearly every day, in an unsuspecting community, an unsuspecting man quietly makes his way from his home down a short path to an old chicken shed that has been converted into an art studio where he creates small-scale masterpieces. Well, not every piece of work is a masterpiece, and Pierre Batillard, a 78-year-old Dupree resident, would be the first person to tell you why a piece either works or it doesn't. Very pedestrian. Nothing to get too excited about, he said, flipping through one of his sketchbooks. This flow is better. It's punchier than that one is, see? It is Batillard's critical eye and commitment to the craft that sets him apart from what he describes as recreational artists. It's like anything else, you start at the beginning. There are two ways of doing art. The one is recreational. So, you do it because it's relaxing, and you're quite pleased because suddenly you're able to do flowers, and then you do more and more flowers and you like it. Or you're a professional and you challenge yourself. Now I have done flowers. What happens if I do trees? How do I do that? And then you carry on and you have evolved. Batillard's abstract creations are both seemingly spontaneous while controlled. He describes his style of work as gestural, and his preferred subjects are the things around him. I like to say I'm a seasonal artist. In the summer I do landscapes, in the winter I do still lifes, he explained. Viewing his creations made predominantly with watercolor or oil, wax and chalk pastels, takes both time and contemplation as they range from the mildly abstract to the extremely abstract. The problem with gestural, it works or it does not work. It's good or it's no good, he said, adding the key is to know what art consists of. Then you can ask, does it have all the elements? Does it cover the paper well? Is the focal point interesting? Do you really see a focal point or is everything wishy-washy? You have to know those things. Now, whether you like it or not, that's immaterial. Whether or not others enjoy or even understand his art, doesn't really interest Batillard. He is only concerned with the integrity of each piece and whether it can stand on its own merit. If everybody likes it, I wouldn't like it, he said in earnest. What chances are you taking then? Nothing. Why play it safe? And yet, the Dupree artist still finds himself catching the eyes of curators and visitors of the Art Gallery of St. Albert. In July of 2022, Batillard was selected as the gallery's Artist of the Month, with his artwork getting a special feature over the summer. Batillard has been involved with the St. Albert Gallery for many years. His work has been exhibited and sold by the gallery, and he has even been invited to instruct a course. A huge feat for someone who has never had formal education in the arts. Born and raised in Switzerland, Batillard moved to Canada in 1967 where he would meet his wife Anne, a piano teacher. They moved to Alberta and raised two daughters. From the time Batillard was a young boy, he felt the pull of creativity. He said, "You don't become an artist, it's in you." However, that doesn't mean his pursuit of art was always easy. "I remember being discouraged twice at school for my art," he said. "The first one, I remember I was in grade 3 and the teacher gave us an assignment. They wanted stick people, well I could do better than that, so I put full flesh people." Batillard's assignment was marked down for not adhering to the assignment. About 3 years later, a different teacher would look over his assignment and tell him, "You're not good at color, don't bother with them." And then I never touched color since. I did everything on black and white paper and with pencil. Decades later, Batillard's wife would buy him a set of watercolors. Now, when looking around Batillard's studio, it is hard to find a single piece that lacks vibrant hues of color. The studio also hides clues to another life. Decades worth of drawings and paintings are neatly rolled up and tucked away. Everything is in its place and only the essentials are laid out on Batillard's workbench. In a way, it seems incongruent with an artistic lifestyle, but makes perfect sense for someone who has spent decades at a drafting table. To make a living, Batillard channeled his creative abilities into his profession as an architectural draftsman, which would eventually lead him to the town of Bonneville. Batillard was offered the opportunity to run a new branch for the architectural firm he worked for about 46 years ago. The family relocated from Calgary and began putting down roots in the community. Despite the enjoyment he had for the craft, when Batayard left his job in architecture, he was excited to finally focus on his real passion. "It enabled me to go full-time into art. And if you think there is money in art, there is not," he said with a laugh. For years afterwards, Batayard would continue to do some architecture on the side as his wife continued to teach, but the creative passion for drafting felt even more gray compared to his art. "People are not very daring in their thinking. They are very traditional," he said, reflecting on his work in architecture. The works Batayard spends his days creating now are entirely his own vision. "The entire thing is myself," he said. "You don't do it consciously,